Well, everything in the housing space seems to be constantly in the news and in the front of us at the moment, whether it's interest rates, which were kept on hold officially by the Reserve Bank on Tuesday, whether it's affordability, whether it's the amount of people coming into the country that are certainly spiking house prices, or whether it's those that are going to the bank of mum and dad to try and see if they can get into the property market. There's been some latest research on that from the Gang at Finder with their first home buyer report. And joining us to cover some of that is the head of consumer research there, Graham Cook. Graham, as always, thank you so much for your time. Look, the amount of folks actually reaching into the bank of mum and dad has actually risen quite a lot in the last 3 years. Good morning.
G'day, Mark. How you doing? It has indeed. So our most recent research is showing that currently one in five first-home buyers in Australia are having to reach out to the bank of mum and dad to get access to that deposit to be able to borrow at the 20% deposit, which is the standard in Australia, to get their foot on the bottom rung of the housing ladder. As prices have gone up, this has become more and more something younger Australians need to look to be able to kind of afford the deposit, because it's taking longer and longer to save it.
And that's the problem that you sort of we all hear from potential first home buyers in particular, that, well, I save X amount of dollars and that's kind of where the deposit would have been 6 months ago. Oh, that the goalposts haven't just moved. They're playing a different game now with,
exactly.
With prices.
Yeah, because we've seen prices go pretty dramatically. Around the beginning of COVID, there was even forecasts of kind of dramatic price drops in Australia and all of that, which we did see in some other places, but not here. The housing market's been very resilient. Aussies still kind of very much own homes, and there's a lot of people who want to live in the cities in Australia. So house prices are continuing to go up, and the government's 5% deposit scheme, which is coming on board now, is going to help other first-home buyers get in the market. Whether that's a good idea is a different conversation, because, you know, buying a house where you have to pay 95% of the cost back to the bank is something you might want to consider, especially if the market drops by 5% and you're in a negative equity. But that's going to continue to push house prices up. So I think it's going to continue to become more unaffordable for the Aussies who don't have those cashed up parents to be able to help with the deposit.
Well, that's the thing. And I know we've sort of gone a little sideways there, but with the 5% deposit scheme, every time government has stepped in to try and stimulate that getting people into the market, we have seen house prices go. So let's face it, every time that something is more accessible, the price seems to go up there. But in terms of the bank of mum and dad that many are going to, and as we've seen that 11% rise according to the Finder report in the last couple of years, Graham, that are we at that point now that many are just feeling, look, without that assistance, without that mum and dad giving mine now instead of later on, it's not going to happen in terms of home ownership?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's why I think the government has put together this 5% deposit scheme to try and offer something to those young Aussies who don't have access to this type of cash but still want to find their way onto the bottom rung of the housing ladder. So the government will essentially step in where parents were doing previously. But it's looking like the housing market, according to the numbers we have right now from our panel of economists, we're looking at around 5% growth over 2026 across the capital cities, highest in Melbourne, I think lowest in Adelaide when I last looked at the figures, but continued growth in spite of global economic uncertainty and potentially not the most positive headwinds. It's going to continue to get unaffordable. And I think really the gap between the haves and the have-nots continues to grow wider in Australia.
And I think that's where we'll end up with this year. Because let's face it, if you've just paid off your home loan last week, and amazing, congratulations to you if you have. It's great to get that weekly bill out of here. But then you decided to move somewhere and you might go, well, great, my house has gone up by, I don't know, let's say 30% since I took on the home loan. You go, that's fantastic. But the home that you buy has also gone up a little bit. So it's really pound for pound, not a lot changes there once you've got yours. But getting in is just so, so hard. There's also some economists that reckon that this particular, the concept of more and more people relying on mum and dad for their deposit will actually also add to pressures or upward pressures on prices in the housing market as well.
Yeah, indeed. One in three said they think it's essentially skewing the housing market. There's a couple of other things that feed into this as well. One is supply. Obviously, it's a supply and demand situation. We need more housing to be built in Australia, and it's not being built quick enough, according to the panel. And the other thing also is negative gearing, which is a unique tax situation that doesn't exist in most other countries, which makes it advantageous for people who have money to gather together a whole bunch of properties and rent them out. And that is not helping as well, pushing house prices above rental prices in many cities.
Yeah, I do think as long as governments are not really having a look at the main driver of the demand side of things, with more and more people into the market, not just domestically, but certainly from internationally. That is the main thing that puts prices up, which flows back into these other things, deposit scheme, bank and mum and dad. It just means if you're trying to save a deposit, get into a home loan, it's just getting more and more further down the road, Graham, sadly.
Yeah, and then you get the NIMBYs too. You know, you need housing to be built. That's in the area I live in, Sydney, there was a proposal to build a lot of housing, including some affordable housing, and it was opposed by quite a big number of residents. I was not opposed to it. I think we do need it. But that kind of city also is not helping in areas which have high populations and need high volumes of housing.
And then you get areas like us in Newcastle and the Hunter that are sort of adjunct to bigger cities like Sydney, where we feel like, I've lived in Sydney. It's a bit too crowded. I think I can jump up the road, work remotely for the most part. There's more people looking at our housing market, which even before about 5 or 6 years ago, wouldn't have thought of that as an option. That sort of makes it tougher for those bigger regional centres as well.
Yeah, that's the life for a lot of people. Places like Port Macquarie, same issue. Byron, a lot of people moved up there from Finder during COVID and are now just working from there almost full time. I mean, you know, if you can have that life, it's a quite chilled out way to live, but you do have to face the quite hefty commute, whatever days you have to go into the office. So you don't want your company to pull everybody back in 5 days a week.
I don't know, if it's one day a fortnight, I think it's probably worth the run, isn't it?
That sounds about the right balance to me, yeah.
All right, and Graham will be on realestate.com.au later looking at Port Macquarie house prices and negotiating a work-from-home package. Thank you so much, mate, for your time.
Cheers, Mark.
Best of luck. There he is, Graham Cook, the head of consumer research at Finder, with some of the new research around the Bank of Mum and Dad. In fact, in the last 3 years alone, 11% increase in potential first-home buyers looking to ask that question of their parentals.